This is GQDN for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. They are great. They are excellent. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. And make sure before you leave the site, go get Questworthy. It's really good stuff. Gulbin said so. Yes, he did. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff there, too. Good stuff is good. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Nintendo Switch news. Yes, we do. Got some eSports news. And a date was announced for a game. But we will begin with Discord. And Gadget did say that Discord CEO and co-founder is now stepping down. The co-founder, Jason Citron, did announce he'll be stepping down from the leadership role. And he will be replaced by Human Chikani, which is a former executive from Activision Blizzard. Citron will remain on the Discord's board of directors, and a fellow co-founder, here we go with this name, Stanislav Vishnapliki, will be acting as the company's chief technology officer. Citron did make a statement, quote, "From the very beginning, our mission has been about bringing people together around games. It's a mission I've dedicated my career to, and I'm confident that passing the torch to Human is the right evolution for Discord's future," end quote. Now, Discord was initially launched to help with gamers to communicate together while they're playing video games. But now it is a much bigger feature for communications for podcasts, for instance, like this one, and other things. In fact, the company did say that there are 200 million monthly active users worldwide. So how will this grow? We shall see. We shall all see who's Discord. Now we go to Nintendo. Two different stories in this part. We got one later on. GameSpot said that Nintendo Switch 2 lottery will have some issues in Japan. This is also brought to us by The Verge, because they're saying the same thing. Now, why is that? That is because Nintendo did receive 2.2 million applications in the pre-order in Japan. And that did exceed Nintendo's expectations. Do note, all the consoles will be received on June 5th. The console itself will be released to the public on June 5th. So, the Nintendo president did get up on his X account and gave quite the response. Quote, "Hello, this is Furukawa. In order to deliver the Nintendo Switch 2 to you, we have procured many materials and proceeded with the production in advance. On April 2nd, we announced details of Nintendo Switch 2 and started accepting applications for the lottery sale on my Nintendo store. As a result, we received a very large number of applications, approximately 2.2 million people in Japan alone. However, this is far beyond our expectations and far exceeds the number of Nintendo Switch 2 consoles that can be delivered from my Nintendo store on June 5th. Therefore, unfortunately, when the winners are announced tomorrow, April 24th, we expect that a considerable number of customers will not be selected. In order to avoid the trouble of those who were not selected in the first lottery sale having to reapply, my Nintendo store will automatically carry over those who were not selected in the first lottery sale to the second lottery sale. However, even including the number of units for the second lottery sale, we cannot fulfill all the applications we received. We deeply apologize for not being able to meet your expectations despite our advanced preparations. In response to this demand, we are currently working on further strengthening our production system regarding product shipments starting tomorrow, April 24th. Game stores and online shops nationwide will begin accepting reservations or lottery sales for the Nintendo Switch 2 console. Please check the information of each store for details. My Nintendo Store will also continue to sell the console after the release date. Details will be announced at a later date with cooperation of retailers. We will continue to ship the console and make efforts to deliver as many Nintendo Switch 2 consoles as possible to our customers. We plan to continue producing and shipping considerable number of Nintendo Switch 2 consoles in the future. We apologize for the delay in our ability to meet your expectations, and we appreciate your understanding. End quote. Now, once again, that's just for Japan. For the US, the Switch 2 pre-orders will begin tomorrow, and Nintendo of America will also offer the console through the stores beginning in May. So if you meet their criteria, you will be able to pre-order the Nintendo Switch 2. Keep in mind, it is $450 just for the base model and $500 for the Mario Kart World bundle. And you better dang well believe it will overtake PlayStation. PlayStation 5, according to PlayStation Universe, was indeed the market leader this past month for March. And that's what Sukunina's Matt Piscalea did post on Blue Sky. And PlayStation 5 was the leading platform for March in both the US dollars and unit sales. Now, that was a 26% decline year over year on the PlayStation 5 hardware and dollar sales. But PlayStation still outpaced Xbox Series X and S, which, by the way, came in second place. Whether they were spending a falling 9% compared to last year. And the Nintendo Switch was third. Their sales declined by 37% year on year. Now, the digital-only versions of PlayStation 5 accounts was 50% for hardware sales year to date, while the PlayStation 5 DualSense wireless controller, Midnight Black, was a big-time seller because that's where people were buying during March 2025. Third place was the DualSense Edge Midnight Black, and fourth place was the Midnight Black version of the PlayStation Portal. So, those are the sales. But why did they sell? Because of video games. And this one's coming to it. Ghost of Yoti. Release date has been set for October 2nd. That comes to us from GameSpot.com, and Sucker Punch Productions has been waiting to release this one. Now, the base game will cost $70. The Ghost of Yoti Digital Deluxe Edition is priced at $80, and it would include a digital download key for the game. Now, there will also be the Snake Armor Set, Alternate Dye, Unique Horse Color, Unique Saddle Dye, In-Game Charm, Gold Sword Kit, other things, lots of stuff. So, would it be worth it? You can let me know at Joe Brums on X and Blue Sky. Oh, let's go to the Esports Corner, because Esports Insider did say that the PGL is now committing $13 million on the Dota 2 tournaments. The PGL is going to stick around for a bit, basically until 2028. Now, PGL will be hosting a total of 13 tournaments, which will feature $1 million as a prize. Well, the total prize pool. So they will be committed to Dota 2. And PGL did unveil that they have a revision schedule for Season 5 and Season 6. Season 5 will now take place from June 18th to the 29th, 2025, while Season 6 will take place from November 4th to November 16th. For 2026, there will be three tournaments scheduled for March, April, and November. 2027, 2028 will be expanding to four events, March, May, October, and November. And right now, there is no information on where these tournaments will be held. So, this is going to be huge, won't it? Well, so is this. Liquid beat Navi. That's right, we're talking about Counter-Strike again. And Team Liquid beat Team Navi. That has been here. And it went 2-1. 13-6 in Anubis. That's Liquid score. Navi beat them in Inferno, 13-10. But in Ancient, Liquid wrapped it up, 13-8. So well done to Navi. Actually, well done to Liquid. Liquid wrapped it up. Third game. Nice. We'll end today with a Nintendo Switch, because Nintendo Switch Online has added F-099 icons. That's according to NintendoEverything.com. So if you like F-099, well, you've got some icons for you. Now, the first wave of the icons will only be available until April 29th, 2025. Yes, words are hard. But there will be more waves that will be available until May 20th, 2025. And we shall see what happens with those waves. Yes, we will. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.